SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearings beginning today before the Senate Finance Committee, and it didn't take long for the fireworks and a disruption as Kennedy responded to a question concerning his stance on COVID vaccines.
That COVID vaccines are inappropriate for six-year-old children who basically have a zero risk from COVID. That's why I brought that lawsuit. I don't want to. I want to emphasize.
Mr. Kennedy, the facts. The facts.
Kennedy, meanwhile, appears before the Health, Education, and Labor and Pension Committee tomorrow. President Trump's effort to freeze some funds, federal grants, is on hold, at least temporarily. Federal judge has the administration's freeze on grants and loans until a hearing, and that will be coming up next Monday. Also, at SRNNews.com, Frontier Airlines back for a second try. Rich Thomason explains.
Frontier is trying for a second time to merge with Spirit Airlines, which declared bankruptcy late last year. Frontier's parent company says the proposed deal would include newly issued Frontier debt and common stock. Frontier tried to merge with Spirit in 2022, but was outbid by JetBlue. However, the $3.8 billion JetBlue deal ran into Justice Department opposition, and the two parties ultimately dropped their merger 2 months later. Rich Thomason reporting.
Major action in the food industry. Wegmans recalling frozen chicken nuggets in 8 states and the District of Columbia because there may be bone fragments in the packages. The alert by the Department of Agriculture has been issued for the frozen, fully cooked Wegmans breaded chicken breast nuggets. This is SRN News. Well, PepsiCo making some major changes.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting among shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. The department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting significant aggravating factors. This is SRN News. It is a key active volcano, and it's making noise again in the Aloha State.
The Kilauea volcano at the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is spewing lava once again, the seventh recorded episode in recent weeks. The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says the eruption that began December 23rd has paused periodically. It resumed Monday with small spatter fountains that continued to increase intensity. Fountains on the north side are 100 to 120 feet high and feeding multiple lava streams. A small fountain can be seen in the south side with a small lava flow emerging. John Scott reporting.
At least 18 people have been killed when a small plane crashed into a remote part of South Sudan. That flight, chartered by a Chinese oil firm, 21 people on board, 3 survived. A plane that caught fire before takeoff at an airport in South Korea late Tuesday, 176 on board, all evacuated safely. More details at SRNNews.com.